This is Communique from WHQR in Wilmington, North Carolina. I'm Gina Gamboni.
Since 1965, the Peanuts cartoon A Charlie Brown Christmas has been broadcast on TV stations around the world. The theatrical adaptation is just as much fun, according to performers at Cape Fear Community College. I talked to director Jack Landry, plus Lucy Van Pelt and Charlie Brown.
I think everyone can see a little bit of themselves in Charlie Brown.
That's actor John Paul Kaufman, who's playing the title role in A Charlie Brown Christmas at the Wilson Center. Director Jack Landry first saw and fell in love with this production in graduate school.
At Penn State, I saw the undergrads perform the 1965 cartoon in three dimensions. It's that sort of dated animation that's a little weird and kind of South Park-esque, and I thought it was one of the funniest things I'd ever seen, and they had a keys player and a percussionist and a bass player, and so the music we all know is that Vince Guaraldi score. And when I came down to Wilmington in 2005, I started teaching at Cape Fear, and I just thought it was something that would be fun for Christmas time, and we've done it off and on since then. So this is sort of a Christmas tradition, and now we get to do it in the lovely, giant Wilson Center. It sounds incredible. Kevin Kolb is our keys player, and Troy Pierce is on percussion. And we have a UNCW student who's helping us out this year for bass. His name is Ryan Whittle.
In order to make these adult college actors seem small, like Peanuts characters, Jack has set the stage with oversized scenery, including a great big doghouse for Snoopy and an oversized psychiatry booth for Lucy Van Pelt, who is played by Mary Claire Page.
I never really liked Lucy because I'm completely different from her. As I was reading it, I was like, you know what? This would be pretty fun to do.
Yeah, the Mean Girl's always fun.
Yeah.
Seems like you enjoy being the shrink to Charlie Brown. Is that true?
Yes. Yep. It's like a love-hate relationship, I suppose. She's mean to him, but it's not necessarily clear. She tries to give him advice. In some point, there's a psychiatrist booth where she offers him advice because...
Yeah, you guys kind of have
sad.
A codependent relationship, I think.
Yeah. Before you begin, I must ask that you pay in advance. 5 cents, please.
Clink.
Boy, what a sound. How I love to hear that old money clink. That beautiful sound of cold, hard cash. That beautiful, beautiful sound. Nickels, nickels, nickels. That beautiful sound of clinking nickels. All right, now, what seems to be your trouble?
I feel depressed. I know I should be happy, but I'm not.
Well, as they say on TV, the mere fact you realize you need help indicates that you are not too far gone. I think we better pinpoint your fears. If we can find out what you're afraid of, we can label it. Are you afraid of responsibility? If you are, then you have hypangeophobia.
I don't think that's quite it.
Are you afraid of staircases? If you are, then you have climacophobia. Maybe you have thalassophobia, which is fear of the ocean. Or jephorobia, which is the fear of crossing bridges. Or maybe you have pantophobia. Do you think you have pantophobia?
What's pantophobia?
The fear of everything.
That's it!
What is your motivating principle in portraying Charlie Brown?
What is Charlie Brown's motivation?
Yeah.
Well, I don't mean to be cliche, but I was bullied a lot when I was younger. And I know what it's like to feel outcast and ostracized. And I feel like I can channel that. And I hope that I can make people laugh and smile and learn things. And I feel like with this character, I'm able to use things that may not have been great in my life, but I can make people laugh.
You know, even though Charlie Brown is kind of the Eeyore character in
right.
a way, in some way he's so weak.
He's his own worst enemy.
But he's also the hero.
Oh, absolutely. I know that Charles Schultz, who wrote it, based Charlie Brown on himself. I think that he was very... He had low self-esteem as a kid.
Yeah, he famously said, Charlie Brown's how he really is, and Snoopy's how he wants to be.
That was Jack Landry, John Paul Kaufman, and Mary Claire Page. A Charlie Brown Christmas is on stage at the Wilson Center. On Saturday, December 9th at 3 o'clock, it's a free show for kids. Find details at whqr.org.